KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 35 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high around 48. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, the Atlantic School District's Board of Education Wednesday evening approved the construction of a high school gym to multi-purpose room walkway with a stipulation that two questions be answered within a couple of days before any work is authorized. One was with regard to how the project is paid for. Superintendent Steve Barber said the Little Trojan Wrestlers would commit $15,000 toward the project. Iron Specialties, experts in those types of structures, will contribute additional volunteer time to reduce the costs associated with labor.
There's other potential partners in finalizing this project. It would cost the district anywhere between $20,000 and $35,000 for that to be constructed.
Board member Keith Swanson wanted to make sure the district's lawyer signed off on that method of payment before the work begins.
Have you passed that all by our lawyer, and that all that's legal?
Our 705.1 talks about competition of quotation at $55,130. If Iron Specialties has a number of people that want to do the concrete work and the construction thing, they would have to get a background check in order to do the volunteer work.
Board President Josh McLaren asked also what would happen if the project scope exceeded the expected cost, or $55,000.
Sounds to me like you need more information, and I need to do some more research to make sure that these numbers and your concern, Doc, that those are going to fit within those pieces.
Barber said he would do more research on the numbers and consult with the appropriate entities to make sure the project costs are in line and that work can begin soon. He'll contact McLaren and other board members later this week with answers to their questions. He said also the project is considered public improvements, not goods or services. Therefore, going out for bids is not required according to code and policies. In other business, Superintendent Barber said after multiple attempts to resolve the catwalk issue at the middle school, he's turned over the claim to the district's insurance company to get it to a point where the catwalk will be functional for the winter months. The structure was hit earlier this summer by a truck and sustained severe damage to an I-beam. The National Weather Service said yesterday that nearly a dozen tornadoes had touched down in rural areas across Iowa as strong storms swept the state on Tuesday. Service meteorologist Mike Fall in Des Moines says 10 tornadoes were confirmed in the central third of the state, with the strongest hitting near Creston. Fall said that an EF2 twister brought winds of up to 120 miles per hour, destroying a garage and pulling off part of a mobile home roof. No injuries were reported with any of the tornadoes. He says an EF1 tornado with 90 miles per hour winds hit near Stewart, damaging trees. The others were rated EF0 with winds of 70 to 85 miles per hour. One damaged an airplane hangar at the Centerville Municipal Airport. In eastern Iowa, the Weather Service says one tornado was reported near Blairstown and no damage was reported there. A Division of Criminal Investigation agent in western Iowa is confirming that she's on paid administrative leave amid a disciplinary investigation. Special Agent Ashley Goodsell said Wednesday that she's done nothing wrong but cannot comment further because the investigation is ongoing. Goodsell said she's being represented by the State Police Officers Council. DCI Assistant Director Mitch Mortfit said in a text message that he couldn't comment either on Goodsell's status. The Department of Public Safety hasn't responded to an inquiry about the case. The new department policy says officers facing misconduct investigations can be on leave for up to 30 days or longer with management approval, and calls for most inquiries to be completed within 60 days. Goodsell is based in Council Bluffs and has been an agent since 2008. Elsewhere in the news, sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested 25-year-old Dylan Roy Carwall a little after 9 a.m. on Wednesday. Carwall was arrested in the 100 block of West Corning Street on a warrant for violation of probation. His bond was set at $10,000. Sheriff's officials in Ringgold County are investigating a shooting incident. Authorities say Scott Giles reported that someone had shot a hole in the north side of his house. A bullet, believed to have come from a rifle, was found on a shower floor September 29th. Authorities think the incident happened on the 28th. Anyone with information about that incident is asked to contact the Ringgold County Sheriff's Office. In our funeral announcements, Judy M. Gust, age 75 of Audubon, died Monday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. A celebration of life memorial mass for Judy Gust will be today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Marion North, age 91, of Harlan, died Sunday at her home. Graveside services for Marion North will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Cuppies Grove Cemetery in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Mabel Madsen, age 91, of Elkhorn, died October 4th at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. A celebration of life memorial service for Mabel Madsen will be Friday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. David Fudd Anderson, age 66, of Atlantic, died October 5th at his home. A funeral mass for David Fudd Anderson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic, with a burial and luncheon to follow. David Elwood, age 52, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. A prayer service for David Elwood will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Hilda Christensen, age 97, of Harlan, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Hilda Christensen will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Donna J. Fancher Borst, age 68, and David Lee Borst, age 66, of St. Petersburg, Florida, died September 20th at their home in Florida. Joint funeral services for Donna and David Borst will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Esther Fredrickson, age 101, of Avoca and formerly of Walnut, died Tuesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Esther Fredrickson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Summer Lamson, age 19, of Omaha, died Monday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Summer Lamson will be held Saturday at 3 o'clock at the New Life Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Pamela Cool, age 69, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Services for Pamela Cool are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Joanne Darlene Reed, age 85, of Atlantic and formerly of Casey, died Tuesday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Services for Joanne Reed are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.